It's like in this country, well, around here we would have like, it was either three or four big ones. All right, you got Hamvention, you've got Hamcation, used to be Fort Wayne, and it used to be Indy. Indy used to be huge too. And I believe they're not even that anymore. So, I mean, and then you got Huntsville, which is a big one too. So, a lot of the, you know, ICOM Kenwood Yazoo, they'll go to Dayton, Hamcation, and the other one. I can't even think of it now. But Huntsville. I think it's Huntsville. Anyways, yeah, out that way. So, it's just sad that things are going like this. But like with Fort Wayne, it was, the deciding factor on that was after Hurricane Katrina. I mean, before then, a lot of people, they say no, but I truly believe that it started with Hurricane Katrina, because after Katrina hit, remember how much the gas prices went up? Like, they topped like $4.50 a gallon, and you didn't have a lot of people coming because of gas prices.
Well, yeah, that could be true. Although Fort Wayne's a big city, there's a lot of hams around there, but yeah, that could be true. I didn't even know. I know Peru had one, and that's closed down. I've never ever been to Peru, unfortunately. Now it's gone. But I don't really like going down to Indy, but where they have it at the state fairgrounds or something, or what, they still have that or not? I haven't heard.
I haven't either. I'm not even sure anymore. I don't even know where they hold it now.
If it wasn't for greed, the South Bend Ham Fest was in January was excellent. It was just nice. Something to do in the winter, you know? To walk in and, you know,
CNN
it was Network, beautiful at the Century Center. But, the old Century Center, I mean, what are you going to do in January? That's easy money for them.